from the book of Luke, chapter 6. And we're going to look at verse 45 in the book of Luke, chapter 6, verse 45. When you find it, say amen. If you're still looking, say, wait a minute. Amen. Book of Luke, chapter 6, and verse 45. And it reads as follows. The King James Version of the Bible says, my brothers and sisters, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good. And an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaketh. Thus ends the reading of God's word. Amen. You may be seated, amen, in the presence of the Lord. Amen. The Bible says, amen, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good. And an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaketh. Lord have mercy. I'll read it out of New Living Translation, as I always do. New Living Translation said, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is, 44. A good person produces good things from the treasury of a good heart. And an evil person produces evil things from the treasury of an evil heart. What you say flows from what is in your heart. Woo-wee. That's a good one right there, ain't it? I tell you, everything that I preach and everything that I teach flows through me first. Woke up on the wrong side of the bed this morning. Told myself when I woke up this morning, if I had somebody else to preach for me, if Minister Smith was ready, I'd let her have it this morning. Just being real this morning. Woke up on the wrong side of the bed. I heard somebody say, the wife said, yeah, I woke up on the wrong side of the bed. He said, no, you woke up on the wrong side of your cage this morning. Sometimes we just wake up on the wrong side of the bed. I want to talk about today, if y'all give me a few minutes. The most important exercise. The most important exercise. Out of goodness, out of a good man, good things come from his heart. And out of an evil man, evil things come out. And what's in your heart is going to come out. Good exercise. I want to talk about a little exercise today. Somebody said that, I heard a nutritionist and a trainer say that exercise is good for one's body. Man, do y'all agree? Anybody that need to exercise? Whole lot of us. I need to exercise. My doctor told me last time I went for a physical, he said, you need to work out at least 3 times a week. I ain't done it yet. Mm-hmm, still eating fried chicken. Neck bones, all that good stuff. Eating way too much. McDonald's. We'll talk about good exercise, Tony. Good exercise. Good exercise is watching your mind. Watching your mind. Because if anybody's mind ever got him in some trouble, am I? All right, okay. I thought I was going to be the only one. Okay. Some of y'all really raised both hands. Some of y'all ain't never, mind ain't never got you in trouble. The most important exercise. The good man brings good things out of the good stored up in his heart, and the evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in his heart. For out of the overflow of his heart, his mouth speaketh. It is the quality of your inner life, not that which you pretend to be, that is really significant. For a while, you may be able to present a false front. But in time, storm clouds will gather and the real you will come out. Amen? You will be be put to the test, my brothers and sisters. Have you ever been tested? Amen. The song we used to listen to back when I was a kid said, "Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head." Make you wonder sometimes. Y'all remember that? Mr. Smith remember that? She's like, "Yeah, I remember that one." Amen. But what are we exercising? He said, "Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge." Some of us in here, my brothers and sisters, we're right on the edge. And if any little thing, any little thing will set you off on preaching. I'm preaching this morning. Any little thing. Some of y'all walk around with that wish factor. I wish somebody would say something to me. You go on a job, you get up in the morning, today ain't the day, I ain't trying to hear it. How many of y'all fellas used to go to the club? I always talk about the club, I don't know why, because I know some of y'all be going, that's why I do it. Go to the club, and you practicing on how you going to fight before you even leave home. Nobody better not let a mean mug me tonight. Johnny said, "Yeah." My brothers and sisters, what's in you will come out. Amen. You go, your kid cussing at daycare. I don't know where he got that from. He don't talk like that at home. No, he don't, but you do. And that's what's in his heart. It will come out. It's okay. You know what? I can be holy in here. God, we do praise and come on and bless the Lord with me. Thank you, Jesus. Don't we? But when somebody offends you or say something crazy about you, you don't say, "Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, I'm praying for you, I love you." No. My brother, what's in us? When you and your wife, when you and your husband get into your girlfriend, boyfriend, get into it. We all have issues. Are you praying about what's going on? Are you fussing and cussing about what's going on? Exercise, proper exercise. You know if you exercise wrong, you'll hurt yourself. I used to work out every day at lunch before they put us on a time clock. Some of y'all missed that. I would go to work out anytime. And I had a trainer. Mr. Jackson said, "Listen, man, you know, you do wall curls and make sure you get your back, you know, get your back on the wall, you know, bend your knees a little bit." It was a proper way to do it. But see, proper exercise is good for you, but you know what? When you get off on your own thing, you start trying to do your own thing. See, I decided I figured out a new way to do it, and I messed my back up. And this left leg won't even work right today because I messed my back up by exercising wrong. Amen? Are y'all with me this morning? Does that make sense? I'm really trying to help somebody because, you know, guys, we could avoid a whole lot of our confrontations and altercations if we would just practice right. You know what? I need to practice. I need to practice this guy right here. Shirt, tie, striped suit guy. Finna baptize four people guy. Amen? That's who I need to be all the time. I got to practice and exercise the right way. And if you do it the right way, guess what? It'll build you up. It'll build your confidence. It'll build up your heart rate. You know, you want to look good on the outside, but you know what? Exercise, really, the thing that it helps the most is the inside. We do it to look good on the outside. Because we want, how many of y'all fellas want your chest to stick out further than your stomach? I'm tired of looking like the Grinch. Built like the, you know, I looked in the mirror while I looked at myself, I'm built like the Grinch. I gotta do something. But not only does proper exercise help the outside, see, See, we all stuck on how people, you know, I want to look good, so. Right, you know, go to the beach because I want to. Anybody need their clothes washed? Y'all young folks don't know what a washboard is, do you? It's flat stomach. But you know what? If you don't exercise properly, my brothers and sisters, before you know it, everything will get out of control. And while you're worried about your belly being a little bigger than it ought to be, or being a little bigger than it ought to be, or my arms are flapping, what happens is you start to have issues on the inside of your body because you're not practicing. You're not exercising properly. Amen? My brothers and sisters, and I could just end this sermon right now. We need to exercise what the word says do. Amen? What would Jesus do? Amen? You know, in the Bible, guys, he loved everybody. The woman that was caught in the act of adultery, the Bible says there was a woman that was caught in the act. It didn't say she heard it or somebody put it on Facebook. Y'all think about this. She was caught in the very act of adultery. Y'all know what that means. Y'all know I want to just keep on going with that, but I'm going to leave it alone. But caught in the very act of adultery. Jesus never looked up. That's what the Bible said. It said he was right in us. In those times, when a woman was to be stoned, I believe the reason why Jesus never looked up is because that woman didn't have on any clothes. Because when they were stoned in those days, they stripped them. I mean, all dignity was gone. This is Shannonology, so y'all don't go back. But Pastor said she was. But in that time, that's how they did it. Okay. So. But Jesus, he exercised and he practiced doing things the right way. He never looked up at her. Amen. He just kept writing in the wall and in the ground. You know, this he said, and you know, he said, he is who without sin cast ye the first stone. Do we practice that? Y'all, we crucifying and killing people. Oh, guess what? First thing we do, we go text our best friend, or we go call our best friend. And then guess what? Now you gang banging. Because you got your people against these people, and before you know it, it's a big old mess. Like, we're practicing and exercising the wrong thing, my brothers and sisters. What would Jesus do? And then my thing is, guys, if every time something comes up, you handle it the way the streets handle it, out of the heart of an evil man, what comes out? Evil comes out. So if every time something comes up, you acting a fool, you need to check yourself. If every situation got to be a fight, me and Johnny can't disagree without fighting. Me and Johnny fight. Guess what? When me and Johnny get into it, he got a mom and daddy and a sister. Y'all know Malika go hard, so now Malika's in it. Now my mom and daddy, we love our son. Now my mom and daddy's in it. I got a little brother. He's like, man, that's my brother. He a preacher. I can fight you, but he ain't, you know, certain things preachers can't do that I can do. I got some nephews, some cousins, and guess what? It's the Thompsons versus McGuire's. We pop, 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 up 271. What's wrong with it? Hey, they all, yeah. Johnny said, we all out there. He done come to the house. He done brought it. Johnny, don't come to Roxton. don't come to Roxton if you come in love, brother. There's one thing to show out up here, but you get down on my turf. I got it fixed. But my brother says we have to make sure that we handle each other properly. Right. Amen. Because if we're not handling each other properly, we're not exercising and practicing right. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, just dealt with me on something. And on chapel, some of y'all heard this before, but I want to share this with those of you who have never heard it. How many of y'all have ever heard in your life that practice makes perfect? Raise your hand. All of us. I totally disagree. Perfect practice makes perfect. Because if you practice something the wrong way, you're never going to get it right. I was practicing lifting weights the wrong way and hurting my back. And guess what? I'm still suffering from it. Because I was practicing, I was exercising in the wrong way. My brothers and sisters, when we deal with each other, let's make sure we deal with each other in love. Amen? I wrote some stuff down, so I want to do it. Cultivating a practical spiritual life is the most important exercise that one can undertake, my brother. It's influenced every aspect of your life and creates moral stamina, which enables you to rise victoriously above inner weakness. What did all that mean? When you practice something the right way, when you handle people out of the goodness of your heart, then guess what? To the world, guess what? You're going to draw some people to Christ. But if your action is always an evil action, guess what? You're going to run some people away. Y'all know what some folks that don't go to church because of some of us? It's some folks that won't set foot in Orange Chapel because of some mistakes I made a long time ago. Some way I handled somebody. You know, one of the most humbling things in the world that happened to me since I've been here, and I didn't say a word about it. There was a young lady that started coming to this church. She no longer comes here. She moved. But I remember when we were in school together, I didn't treat her right. I was one of them cool guys. And, you know, some people, I just like, you know what? In that same attitude that I had then, some people never allowed me to live that down. Amen? That same attitude, I didn't even fool with her. I didn't say that. I mean, we went to school together. We look, Roxton, a little bitty school, John. Yeah, but we were about 30 of us up there. And it was somebody, just because they were different, I didn't have nothing to do with them. And then, as an adult, they come to my church. It's one of the most humbling things that's ever happened to me. And I apologize to her off the record. I ain't doing it in front of all y'all because it wasn't y'all business. Because y'all would want to know what you do. But it ain't your business what I did. But I was wrong. When you're wrong, you're wrong. And when you mess up, fess up. And I thank God that he's changed my heart. And I still have a great relationship with that young lady right now. Why? Because I went to her out of goodness. See, that evil stuff is gone, but I went to her right this time. Because I've been practicing, I've been exercising the right way. And I remember the way I was. Some people will never let you live that down, but I thank God that he changes people's hearts. And he changes people's minds. And that young lady was able to come here and receive a word from me. I'm just being real this morning, y'all. I ain't always wore suits and ties and held a microphone and talked love and all that. I didn't always do this. That's why when me and Katan, we together, he said, boy, I can't believe you're a preacher, man. I can't believe you're sitting on that fifth row either, brother. When we live in harmony with God and allow the Holy Spirit to work in us, we'll experience a motivating force in life that will reflect in our behavior. Because I allow the Holy Spirit to work in my life, I think people can see a change. Amen? People that used to shun you, or people that used to not want to hang around you because of the way you were, those people will be drawn to you through the Holy Spirit. Are y'all with me this morning? How are we treating people? What are we exercising? The most important exercise is to show love and understanding and compassion on one another. How much compassion do you have? I know, boy, y'all thinking this morning, I know, yeah, it's good, it's a good one. Hold your nose and swallow it, it's good for you. Turn to the book of Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, and then I'm done. What we have to do, and write this down, those of you who take notes, aspire to that which is noble. Aspire to that which is noble. Sometimes we deal in the wrong things. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8 says, finally, brothers, ooh, this is good. Whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Did y'all see that? Can I say that one more time? This is what Paul, amen, told the church at Philippi, the Philippian church. He said, finally, brothers, whatever is true. See, we deal with too many lies. We do deal with too many falsehoods. Whatever is noble, whatever is right, we deal in too much wrong, but we ought to be dealing with what's right. Whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, there are some things, my brothers and sisters, that are praiseworthy. And if they're praiseworthy, guess what? We should acknowledge those things. We should acknowledge those things that are right. But what we do is we deal in the negative so much. That's not good exercise. Always being in the middle of drama, in the middle of issues, in the middle of an argument, in the middle of confusion, that's not good. And you know what? If the same name keeps popping up in drama, if the same person, they can't get along with nobody, my brothers and sisters, what is the common denominator? Got a kid that's been arrested 8 times. I have a kid on my case, though, been arrested 8 times. You know what his mama keep telling me? It's peer pressure. He's hanging around the wrong people. He's a follower. No, he's not. He's a leader. He got 8 cases. Guess what? I got parents, I understand what you're saying, but I got parents telling me that their kid don't need to hang around your kid. I said, but the common denominator in these 8 criminal offenses is your son. You may frame Roger Rabbit 1 time, but 8 times? Come on, Johnny. Ray Charles can see that. You are the common denominator because you're not exercising correctly. I've been married 3 times. And you're engaged on number 4. I ain't no good man out here. No, you done went through 3. You're working on 4. The common denominator, sister, is you. But you won't dog out. All ain't no good men. They all good men. They in a prison dead. Come on, men. Y'all ought to say something. I can't find no woman. Now, what? Man, all these women, you can't find no, you don't want no woman. Man, they all hood rats. They all trying to get some money. They all trying to get this. Y'all. You done had 15 in the last 2 years. Common denominator is you, brother. Looking for love in all the wrong places. That's your fault. Uh-oh, can I get on church, folk? You done been to 10 churches. Just not meet my spiritual needs. Just pass me where I play too much. All right, they're going to play over there too. Preachers like to have fun. You know, when you have fun, you can learn something. Y'all think I'm crazy, but you know what? You remember this stuff when you get home. Some of y'all going to never forget I just sang Kenny Rogers in here. You exercise correctly. You know, life is meant to enjoy. This word of God, you know what, God, it's meant to enjoy, but it's also meant to follow. And we concentrate on the negative more than the positive. The Bible tells us, for we know that all things work together for good for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. Don't you know that everything that you go through, everything we go through, don't you know, Ron, every argument that me and you get into, brother, it's for our good. Don't even make sense. But you know what? If we do it right, we do it in love, we can come together on some things. Amen? Let's start concentrating on what we have in common with people other than our differences. Amen? Everybody don't like bow ties. So we're not going to talk about bow ties. Amen? We just going to let Eric wear his bow tie. It's all good. We're not, because if we go there with Eric in a bow tie, we're going to have a problem. Because every time I see Eric in church, he got on a bow tie. So let's not even go there. Let's not even do that. Whatever things are true, whatever things are noble. Oh, my God, whatever things are praiseworthy. You know what's praiseworthy? My little nephew's a salute of his valedictorian. What's praiseworthy? We got four women that's going to get baptized today. That's praiseworthy. Hallelujah, somebody. Woo. All this is some good stuff. All this is, I'm preaching better than y'all saying amen. Come on, Tony. It's time to get out of here. My brothers and sisters. A good man brings good things out of the good stored up in his heart. And the evil man bring evil things out of the evil stored up in his heart. For out of the overflow of his heart, his mouth speaks. My brothers and sisters, I quoted to you a minute ago, Romans 8:28 says, "For we know that all things work together for good for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose." Are y'all going to pray with me? I realize that the Bible says that out of an evil man, evil things come out. And out of a good man, good things come out. But I also remember that the Bible says all things work together for good. Are y'all going to pray with me? When you exercise the right thing. Come on, Tony. I feel my help coming. But when we exercise and practice the right thing, then good things will come forth. Are y'all going to pray with me? I feel good this morning. I realize I haven't got excited in a long time. But I'm reminded of a story of an old lady that lived way out in the country. Are y'all going to pray with me? That old lady had two daughters that had four children apiece. And her two daughters had been called on home to live with Jesus. Both of her daughters had died. And she had the task of raising eight grandchildren. Hallelujah. She always practiced a strong prayer life. Are y'all going to pray with me? But just like each and every one of us, a storm arose in her life. She had eight grandchildren that she had provided for. Hallelujah. And one cold winter, she ran out of food. She didn't know how she was going to take care of her family. But she always had a good exercise in praying to the Lord up above. She had an old evil neighbor that lived next door that didn't believe in God. Y'all gonna pray with me. Every day when that old lady would go out on the porch to pray, the woman that lived next door would sit in the kitchen and listen to her pray. On this particular day, that old lady began to pray. She said, "Lord, I know you're here. Lord, I know you're always with me. Lord, I know that you will never forsake me. But I have one request today. I got these eight grandbabies in here, and we don't have a thing to eat. I need you to move, God. To do something for me, God. I need a miracle right now. I don't have any money. I done spent up all the food stamps. But we still gotta eat. But y'all gonna pray with me. That old evil lady next door. She sat in the kitchen. And she heard that old lady praying. And she began to laugh. She said, "I believe I'm gonna play a trick on her." She listened to the lady as she prayed. And then I believe I'm going to go down to the grocery store. Training. That's what I am. I want to help us be better. Amen? Let's exercise right, church. I love each and every one of you. But you know what? God loves you more than I do. And you know what? If you have an enemy, if you have somebody that's next door to you, woo-wee! And I ain't talking little. I mean, you're supposed to be next door to just, you know, live miles away. That's in your ear. They don't believe like you, but you know what he can use? He can use some crazy stuff to bless you. Amen. I thank God for your word. I thank you today, Lord Jesus, for giving me this for these people today. I thank you for giving it to me. I needed it. Don't think everything I preach is for y'all. It's for me too. I'm going to practice right. Exercise. Woo. Good exercise program for each and every one of us. Let's love God. Is anybody here that has never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Amen. Why don't you come today? Why don't you give your life to him? Because you never know when death is coming. You know what? And